because that lineage also is the haqq and the right of the father, have that respect also. That this person, Allah Pak had chosen him to be your father, irrespective of what social standing you may wish by claiming somebody else to be your father. So this is the haqq and the right of the father. To such an extent, Islam advocates and promotes the respect of parents, that even something like this, that father may have gone, he may have passed away, outwardly it may seem that this is not any type of disrespect, but here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, it is the right of that father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him that right, respect that right. So many ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us, respecting parents, anishkur li wali walidayk. Immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be grateful to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many ni'mats, walidayk. And immediately thereafter, Allah Pak is saying that be respectful, be grateful, be appreciative to your parents. Why? Ulama explain why these two things. In another ayat of the Quran, وَإِذَ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah Pak is saying that He had taken a covenant with the Bani Israel, that أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that do not worship anybody except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately after that, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that show extreme kindness to your parents. Ulama explain why immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak is speaking about parents. Immediately. The reason ulama gave is that our haqiqi wujud, our real existence is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that had created us. But the apparent reason why we are here, the apparent reason for our existence is our parents. So even respect that apparent reason for your existence, it is because of your parents. If Allah Pak is saying, respect the parents. Therefore, another ayat of the Quran, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even tell them uff. Uff is like one of the lightest Arabic words you can get. Lightest on the tongue, lightest on the mouth also. It doesn't even require the movement of the tongue. Uff. It's just the sound coming out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that don't even gesture, don't even show any type of disapproval also to your parents. So much of respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for parents. So this hadith also is demonstrating that high level of respect, that this lineage also, don't interfere with that. That is the right and the haqq of your father. Don't interfere with that. That also deserves respect. The next part of the hadith, O yuriya anhu ma lam tara, uriya aynuhu ma lam tara. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned that a person, he claims to have a dream that he hasn't seen. So this is what is meant by O yuriya aynuhu lam tara, ma lam tara. The person, here we explain that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَمْ تَبْقَى مِنَ النُّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ, that nothing from nubuwat remains except mubashirat. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that this is a good dream. So from nubuwat there's nothing remaining except this dreams. So don't interfere with that. That is something you don't interfere, you don't play with. If you didn't have this dream, then don't claim that I saw such and such a dream. This is something that doesn't deserve to be interfered with. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining that this is something that is the biggest fabrication. And then the hadith goes on to say, O yaqul ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma lam yaqul rawahu al-Bukhari. Or that person attributes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something that he did not say. This also in our time and age is a very dangerous thing. Very often one message will come saying that this is in hadith. And if you send this hadith to so many people, then this is the benefits. Well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if you spread this thing to 30 people, then this is the benefits. And if you don't send it, this is what's going to happen. Now all these are fabrications against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to be very, very careful. As we mentioned, that when it comes to hadith, when it comes to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these have to be pristinely protected. Therefore you'll even find in the hadith kitabs, as we see in this hadith also, they'll say, wa fi riwayatin, in another narration, this word was used. It was, muhaddithin was so particular to protect every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that when we are getting it, we know that these are pristinely the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not tempered with, not interfered with. Even in the nuskhas, in the prints of the hadith kitabs, if the muhaddithin have come across a word that is slightly different from what the print is, they don't go and scratch or erase or tripex that word. They'll write it on the side, on the margin, to say, this is what the other word we found, or this is the other print that we found. So you'll find many times in hadith kitabs, on the side, those words are written. Why? To put the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to interfere, not to tamper with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because indeed, if a person is going to tamper with the words and claim that this is a hadith and it's not a hadith, then in effect he is tampering with our deen. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man kathaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa' maqadahu fi an-nar. That person who deliberately lies against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fabricates, he makes up a hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, falyatabawwa' maqadahu fi an-nar. This person should now start preparing his place in the fire of Jahannam. Such a serious thing he's doing. He should now start preparing his abode in the fire of Jahannam, because he has taken words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say. So therefore when we receive on our phone, sometimes people get, ideally we shouldn't be part of groups that unnecessarily chit-chat and just post things without checking and verifying. But if we happen to receive something and we're not sure if it's a hadith or not a hadith, the best thing for us to do is don't even spread it and don't share it, because it stays a possibility this is not a hadith or this is words that have been changed. And we are going to be spreading something that is not the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith is saying that this is the greatest of fabrications. We don't want to be part of that. So therefore we have to be very, very careful when it comes. The best thing to do is to keep it or to delete it. Don't remain. Let somebody who is an alim or somebody who knows about it, if he wants to share it and spread it, that is okay for him. But for us as general people, we are not sure about something, then the best thing to do is not to spread it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. One explanation, as we do the hadith, is how did this hadith come under this chapter? Because we're doing the chapter on dreams and the related matters to dreams. Because there was one part of the hadith that relates to dreams, this is the style of muhaddithin. Even if one part of a hadith relates to the chapter, they'll bring that hadith under the chapter. That one part that related, that person who claims to have such a dream, a false claim, so this is also part of the greatest fabrication. So because of this one part, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought this hadith under this chapter. As we know, today is Friday, and it is also a Ramadan. We should try and take extra special regards for this day and try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Try and increase our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reading Surah Kahf. And especially the time between Asr and Maghrib. Ulama explained on a Friday that there is a particular time when du'as are answered. And most of the ulama of the opinion, it is between these times, between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. So we should try and capitalize on this time for making du'a. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma, bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.